Okay, fine. So I will present you rather my project that I work on actually. So for a bit of history, at the end of 2018, Jean Bevier was in search of some digital tools to study his corpus for his PhD thesis in art history. Marie Petit, Théo Roulet, and myself, interested by this idea, began our Rosaire project to complete the first year of our Master of Art degree in Digital Humanities, supervised by Marion Lamé and Perrine Thuringer. We validated our final exam with best marks presenting Rosaire website 1.0 running on OmicaS. This year, linking Arviva, a bigger project in art history, and Rosaire project became an obvious scholar necessity. After a few insights, we understood what was missing, what was wonky, and what was fine in the project. So I volunteered to use my internship in order to push Rosaire further. The internship began the third match, and a lot have been improved since then. Marion Lamé, Marion Boudon-Machuel, Federico Ponchio, François Haussmann, Marwan Alaoui, and Sarah Munoz brought their expertise in computer science and art history to help me. But a few questions around Rosaire update arose. So, oh, attendez. Pourquoi c'est ah, c'est pas la bonne diapo depuis le début. Excuse-moi. So, where does the data model need to become richer in the ornament description? What functionalities could we add to improve Rosaire compatibility with the FAIR principles? And could we link Rosaire in its current state with another art history database like Arviva? Today, I will try to describe you the different solutions we found to face these issues. So the team of scholars started with filling up a list of requests in order to make Rosaire richer and more adapted to its object of study. My work consisted in transposing this request into some machine-friendly languages and web semantic standards. For example, between Rosaire 1.0 and 2.0, we changed the granularity of the base by adding a new kind of object from the class œuvre, who stand between the motif, the edifice, and describe a whole ensemble of patterns in a particular architectural part. For instance, les ornements de la clôture du tour de cœur de Chartres. So, for each object, we also enhanced the description. So, for example, you see the ornament motif from Rosaire 1.0 and motif in Rosaire 2.0. We added a lot of properties from different ontologies like Dublin Core, FOAF, Mark Relators, SCOS, and we created a local ontology, Rosaire on All. We added also two more classes outside the granularity, the model, who describes the motif from a different format than architectural, like an illumination, a stained glass. And also, we added new classes, the person, who describes the person quoted in the corpus with a link on VIAF if available. New functionalities were added, like the viewer Mirador, which enhanced the visualization of the photos, and an index for each terminology. Most of these data model changes also match with Arviva data model and prepare the gateway between the two systems. So the gateway between Rosaire and Arviva aims to import inside Arviva data tables the Rosaire items representing architectural ornaments observed in the region Centre-Val de Loire. The development of the gateway was based on GenteleLab because of its simplicity. After a few discussions with Arviva team, we agreed the number of motifs was too high to be sent in Arviva. This discussion supported the idea to create the œuvre class that I presented earlier. And after registering new œuvre items inside Rosaire, the number of œuvre items to export in Arviva was as high as 40 items, and so easier to manage. So you can see on the slide that the information from Rosaire is retrieved in this little entry field. And They will be exported directly inside the Arviva SQL database table in a particular order that I explained on the slide. So for the export, mapping between Rosaire enriched scores and Arviva terminologies is needed to make it work properly. But first, Rosaire enriched scores and the mapping with Arviva terminologies must be created inside Heterotoki. Before working on the Rosaire enriched scores creation, Jean Bevier, the Heterotoki team, and myself reflect on how to improve the iconography working expression of experts, notably the composition of multiple terms. You can see on the screen there was three solutions. One was creating a property between two terms, like to make an action. So Puto riding a horse will be Puto with an ontological property, riding an horse. There was a second solution where the Puto riding a horse will be a composition, and Puto and horse will be linked with it using the property part of. And the last solution we choose was to create a term that was the action, like Puto riding, and another term that will be the aim of the action. So Puto riding plus horse. So based on this last solution, the Rosaire Scholarly team worked on a new cluster of working expression with a hierarchy. The working expression were then imported inside Heterotoki in order to edit them, adapt them to load, and to enrich them, each concept with multiple editorial properties. This final version of the working expressions contains iconography, composition, material, champ décoratif, architectural part, and relief terminologies. Rosaire and Heterotoki, especially during the special interest group, scholarly digital editing working expression in an enriched course, to create a list of required editorial properties. Each term should be defined as instances of the scores concept class and is then described with standard scores properties like pref label, at label, narrower, broader, related, and the scores matching properties. The different parts of Rosaire working expression also need to be adapted to load as terminologies on the mapping with standard vocabularies like icon class or the thesaurus de l'inventaire général in order to enrich it. It will be then exported to Rosaire in CSV. So to conclude, the cooperation between Rosaire, Arviva, and Heterotoki allows Rosaire to become a true scholarly digital edition. The Rosaire Heterotoki Arviva Gateway changes deeply the data model and Rosaire working expressions. In fact, Rosaire is now closer to the FAIR principles, making Rosaire data more manageable, accessible, and interoperable. Still, there is some area where the internship was not enough to make Rosaire perfect. The export to Arviva still needs further improvements. Rosaire data model relies on a local whole ontology, the Rosaire ontology, that needs a mapping with a standard web semantic ontology. Also, Rosaire working expression are still dynamically edited inside Heterotoki, waiting to be updated regularly. Rosaire should be online in a few weeks. The way a simple student project became a true digital humanity project with all the its complexity and reflections toward the semantic web is what makes Rosaire so special. For that, I have to thank all the partners that made the internship happen, the CESR, Arviva Projet Charte, Intelligence et Patrimoine, MSH Val-de-Loire, and Heterotoki. All the persons that supervised me during the internship and organized it, my supervisor Marion Boudon-Machuel, with Marion Lamay and François Haussmann. And finally, I thank the FAIR Heritage organizers to accept my proposition, which allow me to make this presentation. Thank you.